Order.
The week in the House began at 2 p.m. with tributes to Helen Kelly, trade union leader and former president of the Council of Trade Unions, who died on Friday at the age of 52. The parliamentary motion mourning her death was moved by opposition leader Andrew Little.
Mr. Speaker, Helen Kelly led the way in many disputes involving meat workers, dairy workers and port workers. She led the fight for justice for the families of the victims of Pike River. But there are two fights that she took on that, in my view, stand out. The fight for better health and safety in the forestry industry. Her efforts have saved and will continue to save lives. She stood up to an industry that had changed radically, that had hundreds of little employers, some big, powerful vested corporate interests who had let standards in that industry deteriorate. And we must never forget how that industry let worker health and safety get so bad. But perhaps the hardest fight Helen took on, at least until last year, was the Hobbit dispute. That was an ugly fight. Helen faced one of the most powerful industries, the might of Hollywood and its local associates. It was a dispute that would result in one of the most expedient, unnecessary and unprincipled laws in this country, which still breaches our international obligations and remains an embarrassment amongst the community of developed nations.
The Hobbit movie also got a mention when Andrew Little's motion received support from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Speaker, Helen Kelly didn't come from my side of the political fence. There were, on many occasions, that I simply didn't agree with her, not the least of being, actually, her disagreement with the government's view that the law should be changed in relation to the definition of a contractor, so movies like The Hobbits could be made in New Zealand. Mr. Speaker, sometimes the forceful way that Helen Kelly made her arguments frustrated me. But she also had my enormous respect. She was passionate, she was tenacious, she was articulate, she was intelligent, and she was pragmatic. Underneath all of that, she had a great sense of humour and was always prepared at least to sit down and have a discussion to see if the rights and interests of New Zealanders could be advanced.
Further tributes from other party leaders were followed by question time, after which the Speaker, David Carter, responded to two requests for snap debates. The first was from the New Zealand First Party spokeswoman on health.
I have received a letter from Barbara Stewart seeking to debate Understanding Order 389, the strike by junior doctors which commenced today. This is a particular case of recent occurrence and there is ministerial responsibility for the delivery of health services by DHBs. The test for whether a particular case requires the immediate attention of the House is a high one. The business of the House should not be set aside just lightly. There must be an element of urgency for the matter to take precedent over other business. Industrial action in itself will not necessarily mean the granting of an urgent debate. Actions taken to mitigate the effects of the strike will also be considered. I am not convinced that taking of industrial action in this instance warrants the setting aside of the business of the House. The application is therefore declined.
The second request was from the ACT member for Epsom. David Seymour sought an urgent debate on a police raid on advocates for euthanasia.
This is a particular case of recent occurrence. However, under Section 16 of the Policing Act 2008, the police commissioner is not responsible to and must act independently of any Minister of the Crown regarding the maintenance of order, the enforcement of the law and the investigation and prosecution of offences. There can be no administrative or ministerial responsibility of the government for the conduct of police investigations. The House confirmed that by passing the Policing Act 2008. Since administrative or ministerial responsibility of the government is a prerequisite for holding of an urgent debate, that application is also declined.
The House then tackled the first bill on the order paper, a government measure in the name of the Minister for Science and Innovation, Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Outer Space and High Altitude Activities Bill be now read a first time. Mr. Speaker, I nominate the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Select Committee to consider this bill.
And that bill is now with the committee, ready for public submissions. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.